To our second story now, the bloody violence against Muslim community in the Central African Republic is intensifying. At least three Muslim civilians have been killed on Friday. The three men were trying to flee the capital Bangui, where Christian mobs decapitate Muslims in the streets and mutilate their corpses. However, they were hunted by Christian militants after failing to get on a plane to neighboring Chad. The bloodshed on Friday was the latest violence against Muslims in Bangui and other parts of the African country. Tens of thousands of Muslims have fled to neighboring countries in recent months, as the UN says the forced displacement of the country's Muslims now amounts to ethnic religious cleansing. From Leesburg, I'm joined by Douglas de Groot with the Executive Intelligence Review. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. de Groot, why is it that seemingly the killing of Muslims in the CAR is not considered a crime anymore and nothing is being done about what many call the genocide that's occurring there?
Basically, this seems to me to be a situation where conflicts are being created throughout Africa. And as soon as this thing started several months ago, several African sources I spoke with were immediately became very concerned because this kind of situation can go out of control and be spread widely over much of Africa. We know that the French interests, of course, are concerned about encroachment in Africa by China, what they call encroachment, which is China collaboration. So this is one way to make it difficult for the other powers to keep interfering, like the Asian powers, from interfering in what has long been their base of operations. So there appears to be some kind of a setup on this thing, because there's no history of this kind of conflict in Central African Republic at all. For years and years, there's never been anything like this. Then a movement was started that overthrew the government a year ago or so, and that was mostly Muslim, and seems like from Sudan and Chad, and which did a lot of violent things. And then these militias Christian militias were organized to come in opposition to that, and it's just gone out of control. You have all the Muslims in about the western half of the country have already left. So it is a kind of ethnic cleansing operation that's going on now. And the French, of course, are in, and they're asking for money so that a bigger force can be paid for, but a continuing destabilized nation is a good, like Central African Republic.
Right, and Mr. de Groot, and speaking of foreign forces, you spoke of French forces there. Just how effective or detrimental will the foreign military intervention be?
How successful will it be?
How effective or detrimental is the foreign intervention in the Central African Republic?
Well, if you got at the real causes and did real economic development, these kinds of problems could be eliminated fairly quickly. But when there's no investment and improvement of people's lives, then it's easy to manipulate and create and prolong these kinds of things. So their presence there guarantees, say if it's a French-dominated presence, it guarantees the ability of their companies to operate there if they wouldn't be necessarily protecting Chinese ones or something like this. So it could be done. It could be, all of Africa could be stabilized, but it would take a massive development program like was done in the world after World War II, for example. Big Marshall Plan type approach to Africa. But that's not in the books. The only thing that's really happening is looting. So these kinds of crises make it impossible for nations to grow or develop, and the overall living standard and ability to govern goes down the drain, basically.
Right.
There's no functioning government now at this point in Central African Republic.
All right. Douglas de Groot with the Executive Intelligence Review from Leesburg. Thanks for your time there, sir.